yes, all to life in you. Sing out earth and sky, sing of the God who loves you. Raise your joyful cry, dance to the life around you.
Dance to the life around you. And today I hear we have a life to celebrate. Marie, is it Marie's birthday? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Marie. Happy birthday to you. Amen. Happy birthday.
Well, on that joyful note, please rise if you're able for the call to worship. Jesus has called us to be people of the light and of the day. Let us put on the clothes of faith, hope, and love.
Let us encourage one another.
Let us build each other up.
For the Lord is with us.
And we live in and through him.
Let us worship God.
Trusting in God's love and finding joy in knowing that God loves us no matter what we have done or not done, let us be together in a spirit of confession. Let's pray together the prayer in our bulletins. Almighty God, you have shown us the ways of justice and nurtured us with love. We pray your will be done, but we live contrary to that will. When we are oppressed or unjustly accused, we cling to fear and forget to trust in your deliverance. When we are giddy with power and abuse the dignity of others, we hold tight to our privilege and forget your will. Have mercy on us, Lord, for we are weak and prone to disobedience. Respond to us with kindness that we may find the strength of faith to walk in your light and live in the sunshine of your hope. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. And sisters and brothers of light, because we belong to our Lord Jesus Christ, we need not fear. For he lived for us, he died for us, he was raised for us, and he prays for us. Believe the promise that we remember in baptism, that in Jesus Christ you are forgiven. And may the peace of Christ be with you all. Take a moment and share the peace of Christ with your neighbors.
be seated. Greetings to you all in the love and grace of Jesus Christ. Good to have you all here today. Welcome to Plymouth. I'm Pastor David. I think all of you know that. We've had a busy week here at Plymouth United Church of Christ. Great turnout yesterday at the bazaar, so many thanks to all of you who were here to help during the week or yesterday, and all of you that baked and did other things. Thank you. Thank you all very much. Do we have a report on how we did? Wow, $2,009, all right. And how does that compare to last year?
Less,
okay. Huh, not bad, no. Yeah, between that and the thrift sales and other bake sales, we've done all right this year, so that's good. Oh, and there is still stuff to sell out there, so feel free to go shopping after worship and pick a few more things up. Coming up at Life of the Church, some opportunities to serve others. We have community table this Saturday. We'll be down or over there making lunch for folks and at 9 o'clock. All right, that'll start at 9. And that goes to what, about 2? 1? All right. So even if you can't be there for the whole time, if you want to come in and help prep or come in later and help serve and clean up, can't be there for the whole time. And then we have is the donation thing out? In the entryway, they asked for a $100 donation last week. We raised $45, so if we could get another $55 today, that would get us to our $100 mark to help with that. And that's also a good opportunity to invite someone along to serve with you and let them meet some other members of the church as we serve there together. The more, the merrier. And a good thing to do to feed those who are not always able to feed themselves. We also are receiving our OCWM, our church's wider mission offering today. I have envelopes for that in your bulletins, and that's the money that supports our conference and associations and their denomination and mission work and church growth and church vitality and just a great many other things that our church does. And do ask that you fill out your attendance cards. I don't have one here. I asked last week, and thank you, Deb just showed. If you have a hymn that we've not sung in a while, write that on the back. We'll make sure to fit that in. We're also coming up in the Christmas season already. Not that you would know from TV and the stores that Christmas is around the corner, but if you have any favorite Christmas carols, anything that you'd like to sing, you can also put those on there. We'll make sure that we get those, put those into our worship mix. We have Thanksgiving Eve worship this year is at First Congregational, and I will be preaching, so that will be next week Wednesday already, about 10 days from now, and that is at 7 o'clock, First Congregational UCC downtown for Thanksgiving Eve. That's always a really, I find that a really moving service and a wonderful way to go into Thanksgiving. Every year I like that service more and more. That is all I have. Anything else need to go over in life of the church? Things coming up? Anything I missed? No. All right. Well, let us move then into our centering song and prepare to hear the words. So let us get into that spirit and win.
Standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in his presence on holy ground.
Testament lesson is from 1 Thessalonians. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers and sisters, you do not need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When they say, there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and there will be no escape. But you, beloved, are not in the darkness, for that day to surprise you like a thief, for you are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not fall asleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who are drunk, get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober and put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has destined us not for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, as indeed you are doing.
Thank you, Barb. Our gospel lesson is from Gospel of Matthew. We've been reading in Matthew for a number of weeks, and we continue. Jesus has been kind of part of a series of parables that Jesus is offering to a group of people that are listening to him as he's talking about kind of the realm of God, the realm of heaven. And so hear now and listen for how God is speaking to you through Matthew's gospel. This is Jesus speaking. For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, Master, you handed over to me 5 talents, and see, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave, for you have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, Master, you handed over to me 2 talents, and see, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave, you have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Then the one who had received the one talent also came forward, saying, Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. And so I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master replied, You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have in abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. Well, that parable does end on a bit of a nasty note. But there's still still good news in there. And this is a parable. You've probably heard this parable used in stewardship campaigns before. I think this often gets brought out to talk about stewardship, specifically about money, church money, and also our stewardship of time and talents, the giving to the church. How do we steward what God has given us to support the church? Are we generous? Are we sort of generous? Or do we hide it in the ground? Do we hold it for ourselves? And this parable works very well for that. And we are going to be sending out a stewardship letter in the coming weeks with your pledge cards for next year as well. There is some stewardship coming up because the church does require money to run. It is needed, and that money comes from us, comes from those of us who are in the community, and it requires our time and talents, as we saw this last week. You all put in a lot of time and talent putting together a holiday bazaar, many hours donated to setting things up, and your talents at baking, and also even your talents at working in the kitchen to clean dishes or to prepare beautiful plates of food, to set the tables, to wait on tables, bagging up treasures, working the till, your talents at keeping the place beautiful and decorated. A lot of time and talent went into this last week. And to be part of a church is to be part of something bigger, to be part of the body of Christ, and that requires us to give to it. As it is a part of us, so also part of us goes into creating it. But I'm not here to give a stewardship sermon so much on money. So I think this parable of talents here, this parable of the talents is also a parable about what we do with something else that God gives us, not just our time, talent, and treasure, but another gift that God has given us, which is God's story. What do we do with God's story? What do we do with the good news of Jesus, the Prince of Peace, and the good news of his community of love? That's also one of the talents given to us by God to be good stewards of. What do we do with the story entrusted to us? What do we do with the good news? What do we do with Jesus and with our life in the church? I think many of us, we hide it in the ground. I know I did. That was kind of the church tradition when I grew up, was to not talk about church so much outside of the walls, to not share the story with other people, kind of to keep our religion out of the public sphere. It's certainly a much more comfortable and safe thing to do. But Jesus asked us to share the message, even commanded us to share the message. Go out and make disciples of the nations. Spread the good news. Share the good news. And as I've worked with my coach this year and with my mentor and with others in the group that the conference has put together, the six of us ministers working together on church growth and church vitality and how to be I'm evangelistic. Might as well say the word and not be afraid of it, to do evangelism. I've gotten better at being invitational. And I know I've hit on that word a lot about being invitational, showing hospitality, but it's so important. So important. That also is one of the talents that God has given us, to share this story. I think it's showing fruit among us. It's showing fruit. It's a slow process, this relearning. It certainly has been for me. I never had in any of my seminary training anything about evangelism or church vitality or church growth. None of that. And most of our seminaries in our tradition and some of the other mainline traditions have very little on evangelism. Some are better at it. Certainly the evangelistic churches are wonderful at teaching their ministers how to do this. For me, this has been a big learning curve and a new thing to be more willing to share with others and invite them in. It can be kind of scary. But this process is showing fruit. We've had more visitors this year, and I think that's because of that invitation. And the visitors that we've had this year, most of them have been coming back and come into the life of this congregation, come back as members or even just to be part of the life of this congregation. You have invited them in and welcomed them, and that has been wonderful to see. And even some even have joined and become members, and so this works. It works. We're all in that learning curve of how to do it, and I'm learning, and you can do it as well. It's amazing what happens when we don't put that talent underground, but share it. Share the story. Share the story of God's love and Jesus by inviting people in to hear it and to be part of it and just to be part of this community. It's amazing what can happen when we share our talents and invest them in others' lives. And that's what we're about in the church, is changing lives for the better, to let people know there's a God who loves them unconditionally, to let them know that we can have hope even in the face of a world that seems hopeless and frightful and scary, dangerous. To let people know that we can live with one another in a community of peace and love and dignity despite our differences. That our differences don't have to divide us. That's a big message of the church. That's one of the talents God has given us to possess and to share. These are the talents that God has entrusted to us. And so we have this year opened our doors to those who have come in to share with us. We've also opened our doors to other groups. I talked about this right before Halloween on that Sunday, but we opened our doors to the high school GSA, the Gender Sexuality Awareness Group, so they could have a Halloween party here. We opened our doors to them. And I already have told this story that Sunday afterward, but may not have heard it. One of the students, when he came here with his mom for that Halloween party on that Saturday, these are a lot of gay and lesbian, transgender teens, not all of them, but many of them are, and one young man that had come in, he and his mom had driven him here, and they came in, and they weren't sure if they were in the right place for the party. They knew it was at a church, they weren't entirely sure it was this one, but they came in the parking lot, and we're going to give it a look, and the boy was telling the story. At the end of the party, we were sitting around in a circle, introducing ourselves and just sharing a little bit about ourselves. And he said he wasn't really sure. He was a bit hesitant about coming to a church for this party, and then he got here, wasn't sure he was in the right place. But he and his mom looked at the window, and I have that rainbow flag in my office window. And he said, in this group, he said, "I saw the rainbow flag in the window, and I knew that even if this wasn't the right place for the Halloween party, I knew it was at least, I would be safe here. I would be safe here." That's part of that hospitality invitation, opening our doors. And I'm talking this week with some folks who've asked if they can use our building for doing Reiki, which is kind of a Japanese massage, spiritual healing kind of thing. Not sure where that's going to go, but the doors are open. I know at the election bake sale, one of the women working, I don't want to single her out because I didn't ask her permission first, but some number of people approached her, asked about the church, so she told them about who we are, gave them a tour of the building, and then offered an invitation to them to come join us. And two of them were with us last Sunday. Two of them came because they were invited, and I followed up with them on email. And I don't know where that's going to go, but we'll see. Being invitational, it was a good moment. Next week, we have some guest musicians. Some high schoolers are coming in that I met at that Halloween party, the GSA one. So we're going to have some guest musicians next week here sharing a wonderful Thanksgiving song that one of them has written. And in December, we'll have another musician that first Sunday that I met through another networking thing, found out he's a musician, he gave me a CD, I'm like, oh, this is wonderful. Come and share your music with us. And so he is coming the first Sunday in December. Steve Carlson is his name. And I think of the Halloween party that we had. I challenged you all to invite someone. I challenged the kids to bring a friend, challenged all of you to invite someone. We had over 40 people here. That's the biggest Halloween party I think we've had, perhaps since I've been here, certainly in a long time, because you invited someone to come with you. So thank you. I've just been so happy to see you inviting people in and how you've invited visitors to be part of our church life, to help with the street ministry, to help with the bazaar, to help bake, to help make cards. Thank you for inviting the visitors, even if they're not members yet, for inviting them into the fellowship of the church. That's what sharing our talents looks like. And much like love, the more we share, the more we have. We don't run out. The more we share, the more we have. There is great power in invitation and in sharing. And we have that story of God, God's love, God's grace, power of God's healing love to share, to invite people in and to experience. We double the amount of our talents by sharing them, by investing them in other people, in a sense, by doing that. And so I challenge you to double your talents. Double your talents by inviting someone with you. Whether it's to a Sunday worship or Thanksgiving Eve worship, or invite someone to help serve with us at community table next week. If you know a musician, I invite them to do music. Let them give me their name, and I can contact them, invite them in to share music with us, be part of quilting or whatever. Whatever we're doing, I challenge you to invite someone by the end of the year. And if you're not comfortable offering an invitation, but you know someone who might say yes or might be a good fit, give me their name and contact information, and I'll invite them. I'll bring them in, or at least invite them in. Let's not keep our talents being that story that we've been given, and our talents being the community that we have, this community of love and the hope that we share as Jesus' people. Let's not keep them hidden, but put them to work. Let them shine. Share them with the people around us into this hurting world that needs to hear a good word. People that need to know they are loved, that they do matter, that they have dignity. Let us keep up that good work and do even more, being invitational and open and welcoming. The master came back, and the one who was given the 5 talents said, "Look, I made 5 more talents. And the one who was given 2 talents said, "Look, I've made 2 more talents. And the master said, "Well done, good and trustworthy servants. You have done well. Enter into the joy of your master." Amen.
Thank you.
us give back some of what we have received so that the mission and ministry and work of this church may continue. Morning offering will now be received. As we come together to pray for one another in the world, to ask if we have any joys and concerns, we do have one joy to pray for, and that's that the Wisconsin Conference has elected a new conference minister, Reverend Franz Reigert, who has served a church somewhere here in Wisconsin, and I can't remember where, but he will become our new conference minister, and we do have concerns. I got an email from Lily this morning that asked for prayers for her former husband, Jim, is having a cyst taken out, and the doctors are pretty sure that it's cancerous, so he'll have a biopsy on that. But he's facing cancer, and she'd like prayers for him and for their daughter, Francesca, who's going to be faced with the possibility of her dad having cancer. Also, let's pray for Jerry Foote. May have seen him yesterday. He's been having some health issues. Vivian Waltmeyer continues to be doing her recuperation, rehabilitation at Dove. And Mark Showalter, that some of us know through camps or other places, is also having some health issues. So I want to pray for him. He's down in Iowa now, right? Is that right? Serving a church down there. But long time Wisconsin, and his dad was a long time minister here in Wisconsin as well. Anything or anyone else you'd like to pray for this morning? Mary.
Joy that Nathan took second place in his bowling tournament yesterday.
Yes. That's exciting. Off to state for him. Very nice. Any other?
I have one. Lynn. I have a friend, Arlene, who actually lives at Eastridge, and they're very good friends of Patty and Lloyd's. But Arlene had a stroke on Sunday, doing remarkably well. The doctors at Mayo did not paralyze anything, but she just needs our prayers and things to keep going in a positive direction.
So okay. Arlene. Very good.
And thanks for mentioning Pat and Floyd, too. I spoke with them this week, and Floyd's been kind of up and down on his health as well. So keep him in prayers. Keep them both in prayers. Anything else? Joyce?
Audrey?
Oh, sure. Yeah, she's been kind of up and down on her health lately, too. So. There we go. Well, let us be together in prayer. Holy God, God of all creation, and God of love, we pray that your Spirit blow through us today, touching us with your loving power and your healing Spirit, with your Spirit of hope and of peace for your world and your people and your church. Ask that you continue to strengthen us as your followers and as your gathered body and as the Plymouth Church, that we be ever more welcoming and open and invitational, and that we continue to share the good news about you and Jesus, and the good news of our community, this fellowship of love, that cares for one another, prays for one another, and does so much in your name and our many ministries to Eau Claire and to your world. Continue to send to us the people that need to hear that they are loved and that they matter, and that they have a place in this world. And we pray to you in joy and thanksgiving for all that is good in our lives and all that is good around us. For all of us who have a place to live and sufficient food and clothing, we give you thanks and ask for a spirit of generosity to share with those who do not have so much. We give you thanks for those who love us, our family and our friends, for the beauty of nature, for the changing seasons. And we pray especially in thanksgiving for Nathan and taking second place in bowling, and that he can now go to the state tournament, and also for the election of Reverend Franz Reiger to be our new conference minister here in Wisconsin. And we pray also for all places in the world where there is hurt, fear, and anxiety. Wherever there is war and fighting, wherever innocents are hurt, for all places where terrorism has a firm grip, we pray for all who go hungry and homeless, for all who do not have access to health care or to clean water. And pray for those suffering from drought here in the U.S. and around the world. For the Hawaiians who have been suffering from the volcano. All who live through natural disasters.
pray for those that we know. We pray for Jim and his surgery to have his cyst removed. Let the surgery go well, and that if he is diagnosed with cancer, that you be with him and also with his and Lily's daughter, Francesca. We'll be going through that journey with him. We pray for Mark and for Jerry and for Vivian and Arlene and Floyd and Audrey, who all are facing health issues. Give them a double portion of your healing spirit and your spirit of peace and comfort. And be also with their friends and their family who are supporting them and helping to take care of them. And lastly, Holy One, hear us as we offer you our silent prayers, the ones that we can't find the words to speak or are afraid to say out loud. Hear our silent prayers. We offer all these prayers in the name of your Son, Jesus, who taught us that we may trust in you, and who taught us that we need not hide our talents, but ought to share them, and who taught us that we may pray to you, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.
glorious treasure of the good news. Do not leave this treasure hidden, but rather enjoy its abundance with everyone. We will encourage one another and build each other up, faithfully working together to fulfill God's heavenly will here on earth.
May God, whose coming we eagerly await, keep us fervent in faith.
May the God of creation work wonders in us by the power of the Holy Spirit until we enter together the joy of our God. Amen.